Our family is richer for coming here often. And it's a holiday tradition now to come and accompany the kids on their annual Christmas Eve caroling walk around the neighborhood. And of course, it wouldn't be the same without Miss Dickinson. When the time came when she could no longer get around on her own, Fran and I couldn't bear to see her go to a nursing home, as she had no living relatives or children to take care of her. So, we opened our home to her, and she now lives with us. And later, after a visit from a special surprise guest, we'll take her along with us as we all go out caroling. It's funny how things turn out. Grandpa is no longer on the radio, having went home to heaven years ago. So now, it's part of the tradition that I retell the Christmas story to all the children. I hope it's as real to them in their imagination and hearts as it became to me back then. And I hope it's a little more real to you, having heard my story tonight. I thank you for listening, as I've enjoyed remembering and sharing it with you. And it's my hope and prayer that you find the same hope, joy, and acceptance that I did, and one day join all of us in heaven at the reunion of God's great family.